All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, June 13th. Ooh, Friday the 13th. I did not know that. Of 2025, looking ahead here, we have a big 12-game MLB slate later tonight. We have a game four of the NBA Finals. We have the cut for the golf major this week. And then we have a two-game WNBA slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. Those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right, let's get SaberSim up. Did have a number of questions come in before the show today, so that's always great. So we will jump straight into questions here and then just kind of see where we go from there. So first question of the day, no matter how much exposure I change, I still keep getting 88% of SGA. Why? Okay, so if you're in a situation, right, let's say you're building lineups for NBA Showdown for tonight, you know, you're just like not really getting what you want. A couple things with this. So number one is that exposure adjustments work correctly on DK because effectively it's a little technical, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander captain has a different player ID from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander utility, right? So these are technically two different players. Over on the FanDuel side, if you're playing on FanDuel, let me go over to the single game slate for today. So Shai MVP and Shai utility are technically the same player here. So these minimax exposures don't work the same. What I would do, right, if you're on FanDuel, which I have an inclination that you might be here, especially because his ownership is like 88%. It's like you're matching. What I would do is drop his projection. Okay. So like if we run like a simple test here, right? And I'm just going to build 500 lineups. And we'll let this run. Okay. So we get into the post build. We're going to cancel this. So I'm just going to look like at his pool exposure. So 52% utility. And 36% and change captain. So this is about 88%. So we're effectively like pretty even on him here. Now let's say you want to be under, right? What I would do is I would go to utility. I would drop him. I would just start with like a 2-point drop here. Okay. You drop him 2 points, you apply the projection change and then rebuild lineups. And then like let's see what his new like cumulative exposure across your pool ends up being, right? I think it's going to be impactful here. So let's see. He is like insanely higher projected than like everybody else. Okay, so 54 util and then 34. It's about the same. So you're going to have to play with this, right? It's a little bit of like trial and error. Another thing you might need to do here, you know, this one's like maybe a little bit harder to notice, but you might have to drop your minimum salary. Okay. He, you know, is well priced above everybody else. It could be very possible that like you find yourself in a scenario where you almost have to play him if you have a high minimum salary threshold, right? So I'm going to run this again with no minimum salary. I want to see what the builder returns. And then if that doesn't work right, then we can just keep dropping this projection and see, you know, how low we have to go to get closer to our desired outcome. But it can also be like a little bit of something to like pay attention to. Okay, 51% pool. No, still 36. So 87, you know, really, really close. All right, So let's try like something kind of drastic. Let's go to utility. What do we start at? Let's drop him like 5 points and see what happens here. You know, it's hard, right? Because even when he's, you know, we're dropping him from 56 to 51, there's still like an 8 point difference between him and the next highest projected player. So like, this is kind of what I'm saying. We're like, hey, I keep dropping him and SaberSim still wants to play him. That could kind of be an indication that like maybe your line of thinking is wrong here. And even when he has, you know, a 50th percentile outcome, maybe even like a 25th percentile outcome, because it's a single game showdown and, you know, maybe there's not that many high other salary players. Like there's only 1, 2, 3 other players above a 10K salary. Maybe even a low outcome where he still gets 50 points is still strong. So that's like the line of thinking I would be going with here, right? We dropped him 5 points and finally we saw a drop. So his pool utility is 54 and then his captain or MVP is 30. So now we had to drop him 5 points to see a 4% exposure reduction, right? So if you want to get less of him, you're going to have to like tank his projection like pretty significantly here. And that's like what I'm seeing, right? It's like, hey, if we do not want to play this player, you know, how low of a projection does he actually have to score for him to be a bad play? So it's kind of interesting to see here, right? That like he could score 48 points and like still be optimal so much of the time, just because it's like so many raw points, right? Kind of reminds me of like the treatment that like Nikola Jokic gets. Like if you ever play like Denver showdowns, like late at night on like a, you know, like a, like Denver usually has like a little bit of like a later game. So they might get like some of those marquee showdowns from what I remember. And like Jokic just ends up being such a good play just because his raw points are like so high. And then the player pool's so limited. That's like, how do you make up those points? Right. So that's kind of like the thing in question here. So try 5 point adjustments, try 10, you know, adjust the projection as much as you like absolutely need to get your desired outcome. But that's going to be, in my opinion, the best way of getting to what you're trying to get to. All right. Good question there to get us started. Next one. Could you explain the difference in the recent beta between diversity portfolio and diversity uniques? I assume portfolio automates uniques, but I'm not sure about this. Okay, in case you guys missed it, there was a big beta release that just went out yesterday. Kind of got muddied by like the issues with Google yesterday. Like we released it and then, you know, Google services went down and like caused like a big frenzy there. So kind of unfortunate, like the timing there. But either way, the release went to beta and people have been messing with it a lot more today and just trying to get used to it. I typically don't answer too many beta questions on here just because it gets like a little bit muddy since like not everyone has access to that. There is going to be a lot of beta content coming out and a lot of basically like interview style stuff with the changes where our team is really like getting in depth and kind of explaining what's happening, why it's happening, and how it works. So I don't want to jump the gun there too much. I want to, you know, let like the right people get the right content out and kind of like lead the messaging there. And, you know, I'll kind of like piggyback from there. So I'm going to hold off on the beta stuff. I think there are some beta videos already out kind of like discussing like best practices, how to use it, what we think you should do, et cetera, et cetera. So let me see if I can like find those in the Discord or wherever those live and then pass those along accordingly. So I'll figure that out and then I'll respond to you in Discord since this question came in Discord. All right, next questions. Let's say I want a max exposure on a play using a rule that has nothing to do with stacking to accomplish that. Do I use exactly or no more than thanks? Okay, so just to be clear, rules work all or nothing. Okay. Rules are 0% or 100%. Okay. So like, for instance, if I said, you know, let's say I go to like baseball, right? I think this question makes a little bit more sense over here. One sec. All right. So let's say that, you know, I don't want to play crochet for whatever reason, right? Okay. Well, like the way to handle that wouldn't be to like write a rule. Or if I wrote a rule that says, hey, group manual, use no more than one of like crochet, for example, right? This is going to put him in zero lineups, right? I can't say don't use X player in more than 50% or something, right? Maybe one way you could use this is say, hey, use no more than one of, you know, crochet or Yamamoto. The builder basically gets to like pick what it wants to do at that point, but it will like never use both of them simultaneously. It could still use 100% of one and zero of the other, 75, 25, you know, it could use neither of them, right? It could decide, hey, I don't want to play either of these players. So rules are better for like keeping players apart. If I did something like this, use no more than would allow the builder to decide if it wants to play one of them and then which one. If I said exactly, well, then no matter what happens in the sim, the builder has to use one of these two players. So for this, you would effectively, like if you're building, you know, say 5,000 lineups, you would get one of these players in all 5,000 of your lineups with no more than, you're never going to get more. Well, it's not guaranteed you'll get, you know, one player in every lineup, right? So that's kind of the difference there. So small difference, but good to know it. So exactly, we'll get you one. No more than might get you one, but definitely not two. All right, next question. How do I find the, I'm going to assume victory captain. I had a captain already at play, and I need to find, oh, MVP. I'm assuming this is an MVP. So a couple ways to do this, right? First off, we wouldn't recommend just like building one lineup, right? So that's one thing to note. You know, just building like a single lineup is super high variance. It's always better to lower stakes and play something where you can get like maybe closer to like 20 lineups down. But that's just like a small note there. If I want to analyze captains, right, what I would recommend is running a build, coming into your MVP. So there's two things, right? One is you can sort by pool exposure. Excuse me, pool exposure. Pool exposure is going to show you, hey, you know, this is how often X player comes up across all the lineups that we build. So here it's like very clear to me, even with a 5% projection reduction, that like Shy is coming up way more often than anybody else is, right? He's coming in 2X as much, potentially more without a projection reduction here. And he is just like far and away the best captain. Now there are, you know, percentages of the time where these other players get there, right? Where they get enough points at their salary, allow you to fit in higher salary, higher projected utility players where they can be good as well. So, you know, in my opinion, pool exposure is really good to look at. And then you can just see like, hey, maybe I'm using Saber score, right? Maybe I'm using like single game Saber score. Okay, well, what players are coming up highly exposed where maybe their pool isn't as high, right? See, like Chet is kind of interesting. Miles Turner is kind of interesting because when we sort by pool, you know, they're not like second and third here, right? It's like Halliburton, Jalen Williams, but they're like a little bit lower. And then, but then when we sort by exposure, they're actually a little bit higher than those players, right? So like Chet comes in ahead of Williams and Halliburton. Turner comes in ahead of Halliburton. So those are like the things that I'm kind of trying to note here, right? Where maybe even their pool exposure isn't that high, but their exposure at the top of our ranks here, right, in the top 20, ends up being a little bit higher and they kind of stand out, right? So like in my opinion, Shai stands out, and then Chet also stands out a little bit here as well. So, like, those would be the players that I think would be good to target, right? And then what you can do, right, is you can come into your top 20 and then start looking at lineups. Okay, well, our top lineup actually is a Chet lineup, followed by Shai, followed by Turner, right? These are, like, the top three guys that we were kind of on here. And then you can look through these, decide which one you want, which ones you want, right? You can lock them. You could favorite them and send them to the favorites. You have a bunch of different ways you can go here to kind of get to, like, your final lineups that you want to take with you into your contests. All right. Good stuff there. With that said, why don't we do a build demo here? Talked a lot of NBA Showdown so far. So let's talk a little bit of baseball. So big 12-game MLB slate tonight. Notice min salary is already up here. That's great. I'm going to turn on this default don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule. I'm going to make two small projection adjustments, and then I'm going to kick this off. We will do an ultimate demo, and I will build 5,000 lineups here. All right, we're going to let these lineups run. All right, lineups are almost done. And build is loading up. All right, cool. So we're in the post build now. Contest sim should auto kick here. I'm going to sort by exposure. Bring this out a little bit. Okay, contest sim ran, check. Sorting by ROI now. Got an ROI aggregate metric, got projection aggregate metric. One thing I've talked about, right, is just turning on and target ROI filter here to just make sure that we don't go too far into our pool at any point. So this is going to bring our effective pool down from 5,000. Let's see. Two. Once this saves. Do note that Sabre can run like a little bit slower on like these big 12 game slates. It's just like so many players and in the player pool that it slows it down slightly. I wouldn't expect it to take this long though. Try it again. Okay, that looks right. Let's see if we can just turn it on. Okay, that worked. So pool goes from 5,000 down to like 3,300 here. That seems good. Let's say we're building 150 lineups. We'll let these exposures recalculate. And I'm going to try hard refreshing my saber. Let this load back up. Okay, let's try that again. Let's go to 150. Okay, cool. That updated our exposures. Turn on the ROI again. ROI filter, check. We're going to switch to the contest sim that we ran. All right, now everything's moving and grooving like a little bit better here. So I like to look at batters and pitchers separately here. I've been talking about this a lot, like kind of in support, kind of want to mention it here, right? Is that like when you pull up the players, right? What you're going to see, I'm not going to hard refresh again. It's going to take too long. But basically, the batters, maybe I can just like paint this. This might work better. So batters have like this distribution that kind of looks like this. It's called like a right tail. And then pitchers will have like a nice kind of bell-shaped curve. So that just means that like the pitchers are a little bit more consistent and the batters are higher variance, which makes sense, right? In a sport where you get a hit 3 out of 10 times, you're, you know, really good. And, you know, just getting hit like 4 out of 10 times is like insane. But you kind of want to be a little bit flatter, like on the batters, and generally you should like be a little bit more okay taking bigger stands on the pitchers here. Generally, that's why like pitchers can get like 50, 60, 70% ownership sometimes. And like batters typically don't get that high. Like say high for batters is like 30, 40%. So, and that's like kind of on smaller slates, but that's just like an example here. So we see that like some of our highest leverages are on like the batters here. So I really want to do something to kind of like flatten that out and like get some diversification. The other indicator, right, is that like our pool exposure for pitchers, 32, 22, 24, 15, right? And then our pool exposure for the batters, you know, we see 9, 7, 6, 7, right? So a lot of single digit pool exposure for batters, a lot of double digit pool exposure for pitchers. That's also like an indicator of like how often they're doing well in the sim. So anyways, I want to start flattening out here. I mostly want to focus on the batters. So I'm going to note my average projection, average ROI, 93 and 114. And then I'm going to start cranking up my uniques, right? I'll typically jump from like 1 to 5 because there's 10 players in this DK lineup. So getting like half of my lineups different from like every other lineup, I think is like generally a good start. And then my projection stays at 93. ROI comes down about 10%. But notice right now our top batter exposure is 20%. We have some double digit leverages still, sure, but we're a lot flatter than we were before, right? And then we go over to our pitchers and we're still taking some stands here on like Crochet, some single digit leverages, but nothing like standing out to me as like too big. And honestly, like, you know, this could be fine, right? A 5-min unique. There's still room to go further if you want, right? If you want to go further, we really haven't dropped any projection. We've only dropped a little bit ROI, and there's still some double-digit leverage. Like, hey, you know, this double-digit leverage still a little bit high for me. Okay, great. You know, continue on, go forward. Some people might even want to go backwards. Like, hey, I'm okay having 25, 30% of a batter, especially if his name is like Aaron Judge, right? Maybe I want to allow my lineups to have more exposure to those players, right? Okay, great. You know, go from 5 to 4, 4 to 3, right? Find that number. But there's no right number. There's not a magic number. And, you know, one person can look at this and say like 4 is right for them. Another person can look at this and say 6 is right for them. Part of it is like your risk tolerance and how big of stands you want to take on the slate. So all those things come into account. But as long as you're looking at your exposure, your leverage, you're conscious of like the player's ownership, and you're using, you know, your aggregate metric data points, you combine all of that and you will find the right number of min uniques for the slate for you. Also depends on how many lineups you're playing and how big your pool is, right? If I need 150 out of 3,000, that's about 20-1 ratio. Well, what if I need, you know, 150 out of 500, right? My ratio goes down to like 3-1, right? So that's also like another consideration. So what if I need 20 lineups, you know, instead? Hey, you know, my ratio just got a lot bigger. So those are the things you need to be aware of. That is how I would be building lineups for this. So we talked some NBA Showdown, quite a bit of NBA Showdown. We talked some MLB here, but let me do a little sweep here, checking on office hours. Still caught up there. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, for Saturday office hours. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.